All right, guys, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the very first ever developer branded podcast show. This is Krishan. If you don't know me, I'm Asian. I like code and I love Korean barbecue. But other than that, man, we have a special guest to the first show on this episode. His name is Justin. Is it Chow? Justin Chow?
Yes, you got it right.
Okay, Justin Chow, man. I've known this guy. Actually, I've known this guy for a minute. To be exact, because I'm a very detailed person, because I'm Asian. Just kidding. I've known him since October of last year, at least. That's when he first messaged me. And what is crazy is that this guy, Justin, when I first met him on Instagram, he was only at about 2,000 followers. And now, to be exact, he's at 29,000, right? I believe 29,000 followers now.
Yep.
You are showing me up because I'm stuck at 6,700. I have not grown one since then, but it's also because his pictures are amazing. But yeah, man. So here's Justin. Justin, you should introduce yourself, dude.
So what's up, everybody? Like Chris said, my name is Justin Chow. I'm an aspiring developer. I'm Asian as well. I pretty much like the same thing Chris likes. But yeah, I run my own Instagram channel, Chow Code. So if you'd follow me, you know what I do. I just document my journey there. Starting YouTube and all that. But yeah, that's pretty much the gist of it.
Awesome, man. Yeah, dude, we've it's been so cool, to be honest, to see how your Instagram has like grown.
Dude, it's honestly crazy to me. Like, I can tell from the outside it must look even crazier. But like, realistically, I only started it in September, and I found you in October. I mean, I knew you prior because of your YouTube, which I don't know if I ever told you, but I mean, like, watching you progress when you first started your YouTube, going through like Team Treehouse and all that, like, made me want to do it. And then I just started documenting on September, and it's just been blowing up like crazy. So
that's, I mean, awesome, man.
It's kind of scary.
Wait, so you just started in September?
Yeah, 2019. Yeah.
Hold on, I can't breathe right now.
Like, I think what in... I think in January, I want to say, I hit like 10K. So, I mean, I want to say, I don't remember exactly when, but I knew I was growing at a really fast pace. So I was kind of scared. Wow. But like, yeah, it's been a crazy ride so far. And we're almost at 30.
Dude, that's insane, man. Like, what is it? Is it through your, I mean, your pictures, of course, are amazing, right?
Thank you.
And I see what you and even Andres does with those background images on your monitors, which I'm going to copy. I'm sorry, but I'm going to do it.
No,
like, what is it that you think helped you grow? Was it like using hashtags? And how do people find you? Like, I don't know how organic growth on Instagram works whatsoever.
Right. Honestly, like, it's there's so many different variables to it. I can't pinpoint that there's like one single thing that really, really did help me grow. But I mean, we both watch Gary Vee. We've talked about him before when we message each other back. So one of the big things that he preached was his $0.80 strategy, where you kind of put your 2 cents in, but you keep that going, right? So at the very beginning when I was starting, I remember I was like 500 followers, which was great. But the key thing for me was just like making my presence known by commenting on people's posts, DMing people, being in people's comments sections, things like that.
Wait, that's actively. How you got me to follow you.
Oh, you see how that works. Yeah. So, I mean, like, and I tell that to everybody who messages me, is like, hey, how do I grow my brand on Instagram? How do I grow a following? I just say, like, obviously the content matters. You want to provide value and give back to people through your posts and stories and things like that. But the main thing is putting yourself out there and being present. If people aren't going to know who you are, if you don't put yourself out there, you can post all you want, hashtag all you want, but if no one knows you, they're not really going to get, you know, any engagement. So that was the main thing for me, was just kind of engaging with people, commenting back, being active, things like that.
Dang. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, that kind of just spiraled everything. Like, it was kind of crazy. Now I can't keep up. There's too many DMs.
Dude, the DMs, even for me, even with my small following on Instagram.
But you're big on YouTube, so I'm sure people just find you and just message you.
Yeah, that is the thing too. And I feel bad because I can't respond to everyone. I can respond to a lot of people, but to be honest, man, when I receive messages that are like an essay long... message, I just don't even bother. But
yeah, I'm like, yo, Shakespeare just messaged me. I can't think of this right now. Like, this is too long. Like, dude, I want to answer. Like, I feel bad too. But it's also like sometimes, because for the both of us, we're busy. You know, we're creating something. We're working. Well, not anymore. Yeah. We're working. and sometimes we just can't come up with a response. So it's like, for any of you who have messages that are sitting in my inbox or Chris's inbox, like, don't feel like we're ignoring you. Like, we really try to message everybody, but there's just sometimes such a huge influx, man. It really is. You look at the 99 plus requests and you just get demoralized.
Oh my gosh, dude. Exactly. You're like, man,
I want to know exactly how many DMs. Don't tell me there's more than 100. I know that. Just tell me exactly how many.
Yeah, it's overwhelming.
It is.
Yeah. Oh man. And the thing for me too is that I personally hate texting. So like, you know, really? How you and I are messaging on Instagram? Yeah. I use the desktop.
I do too.
Web app. I just can't type on my phone. It's just, no, it's, I know. So, it's so slow and
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of my responses on Instagram now are through the web app because it's just easier to type on the keyboard.
It's so much easier.
Yeah. Dude. Once they gave me the feature, I was like, finally, Jesus, I can start doing it now. So exactly, much easier. Man.
Exactly, dude. Man. That's awesome, man. Yeah. Well, I guess since we're talking about Instagram, like, mm-hmm. I mean, for example, for me, when I started my YouTube channel, I hit 1,000 subs or yeah, subscribers in just like less than a month, right? And then, actually, I think 2,000 followers in a month, and then I made my first 1,000 after 30 days, my first $1,000, right? And so, like, when I started YouTube, I didn't think that my channel would grow whatsoever,
right?
Because I'm a guy with small eyes. You can't even see my eyes when I'm talking to me. Why do you want to listen to me?
You and me both, brother.
and so my channel blew. It grew pretty fast. Mm-hmm. At least in that time when I first started YouTube 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it has definitely it has helped me a lot in many ways. There are a lot of pros and cons, but with you, with your Instagram growing a lot faster than even how my YouTube channel grew.
Mm-hmm.
What has building your own brand done for you on Instagram? What would you say what has helped you, or what have you learned from that?
So the main things, obviously, like, from a viewer's perspective, especially on the Instagram platform where everything's like very visual based, the brand deals are nice, the collaborations with all these companies are really nice, but it's taught me a lot about business. So handling those collaborations and deals, like, you know, when you get contracts, how do you deal with that? A lot of the marketing side of things is, you know, obviously you get either paid or sent products to market these things essentially for them, right? You're an influencer. Yeah. So it's taught me how to look at things in a different perspective to try and, you know, convert that. You know, you try to help these companies sell more product or, you know, convert more subscribers or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it makes you think about the business side of things for sure. But from a personal standpoint, it's made me more open to connecting to people. So, I mean, I'm sure, you know, like, as a developer and Asians, I don't know if it's a very dominant thing for Asian people to have. But I feel like we're very introverted. A majority of the time.
I'm very introverted.
Right. And I am the same way. If you know me, you're not going to agree with that. But if you don't know me, obviously I'm very quiet. I'm very self-kept. But it's allowed me to be more open and kind of bring that into my personal life. So I feel like connecting with people through the DMs, through the comments, just kind of exposing my life through this platform and bringing people for the ride has created that, you know, openness in myself. So that's kind of true.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, you don't, I feel like that's such a small thing, but you don't realize. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
you don't at all.
No, you don't.
Wow. That's so interesting. Because I remember when I first started working for my stepdad's company,
mm-hmm.
It was Avis Rent a Car. And I remember the first time I spoke to a customer, even when I worked at Gap, at my first company, Gap.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know how to speak to people at all whatsoever.
Yeah, I'll keep going. Yeah, it's like you work in those small places and you're kind of forced to get out of your comfort zone. And I think that's kind of the big thing is with YouTube, Instagram, you get out of your comfort zone. People aren't used to posting every day, creating content, creating the caption. The captions, by the way, are the hardest thing in the world. Like, yeah. It takes me maybe 20 minutes to curate a paragraph if I don't know what I'm talking about. But it puts you out in this weird space where you're out of your comfort zone, but it makes you grow. And you don't realize it until like things like this happen where you can reflect on that.
Exactly. I didn't even realize.
Yeah, like, but it's a thing. No one really realizes until you talk about it. Like, any one of us who are on Instagram or YouTube who have a following and do this, you know, pretty heavily, you know, like Fidal, Andres, you know, Oral, all those people that are on Instagram that have these followings and do these things, you become a different person at the end of the day.
That's so true. Like, when I do think about it, I think YouTube is one of the main reasons why I've become much more charismatic. Now, yeah. I suck at grammar, and so there's a lot of grammar mistakes in all my Instagram posts. I don't even know how I graduated high school, but
dude, what? I'm right there with you.
Dude, Google has helped me a lot when trying to figure out how to spell something. It's crazy because I was not the best at speaking. You know, I was a shy guy. I was a shy guy in school. I was the one that people made fun of.
Yeah.
I lacked so much confidence, but YouTube has increased my confidence like by tenfold. You know what I mean?
And exactly.
Especially when you talk about being able to message people, responding to direct messages and people in the comments, emails I receive all the time. One thing that I learned was how to not just speak, but how to communicate, how to communicate with people. How to connect with people most of all, and how to actually just give them good advice.
Exactly. And that's the thing is that, I mean, I'm the same boat as you. Like, I was never fond of going out of my way to talk to people. I worked in retail for like maybe 2 years, so I got comfortable with that, but still not to the extent that YouTube and Instagram has made, especially for you, right? Because it's, you put yourself out there and it's a voice now on YouTube instead of Instagram. It's just a video of you. You go through your life. People follow you. And then in the comment sections, you get these crazy motivational or positive comments. And it's like a great reinforcement to you because you get that confidence back. And then every single day you want to keep doing it because you know people support you. So you're not you're not limited to a handful of people you know in person or see in person. Like, it's the world that's now seeing you in this different light, which allows you to improve upon that.
Exactly. And there was a time when I actually stopped uploading for a while because I just got burned out from YouTube. I was so burned out. It takes up so much of your life, you know what I mean? And it made other things in my life more difficult to manage because YouTube takes so much of your time.
Dude.
and when I stopped uploading, I actually went through a period of depression. And I didn't know why. I didn't know why. I met with a
therapist?
Therapist, yeah, I met with a therapist and everything, and I just couldn't understand why I felt like everything was pointless.
Yeah,
and then when I started uploading again a couple months ago, with just one video, and I started feeling better immediately, and it was because all of that positive reinforcement, those comments you get, the endorphins you get from those views. Dude. It's just like in Instagram, those likes, those comments.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got a lot of comments, a lot of likes, a lot of views on YouTube. And that because I did use YouTube and I was vlogging for 4 years straight, like, that becomes your life. You get so used to that. And like, YouTube actually helps me because when I make my videos, to be honest, yeah, I do it so I can help people. But more than anything, I came to realize I did it for myself because I'm not good at explaining my feelings, my thoughts. But for some reason, when there's a camera in front of me, I can do it clearly.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like, and that's what I'm saying. It puts you in this weird zone of just, like, uncomfort. You know what I mean? Like, it's a different you, but it's still you. I don't know if that makes sense, but like, that's kind of what it is, right? And I feel you with the whole depression thing, because I think for the both of us, we grew at a pace that we weren't ready for. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. But, you know, no one teaches you to how to handle that.
Yeah,
there's a huge influx of people that are now seeing you. There's negative comments. There's all these things that can play a factor into that. And I feel like that's why you see famous people go crazy. And I'm not by any means saying that we're famous. Yeah. But when you get to a certain level of like notoriety or, you know, you have a following, you kind of go through your head. And us being introverted, I feel like we're very self-kept and we internalize a lot of stuff. So yeah. Overthinking becomes an issue, and I think that's why mental health is like such a big thing, because with things like this, it becomes a big issue.
It was bad. I mean, that's literally why I bought my first dog.
Yeah, no.
If it wasn't for my dog, look, man.
I fully support that decision.
Thank you.
Dude, a dog can help so much.
Dude, my dog saved my life, man. Yeah, I lived alone. Yeah. My family lived here in Vegas. My other family lived in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. I had family in LA, but they lived an hour to 2 hours away from where I lived.
You're nowhere. The only human contact you have is people you see in public or at work. And like, even then, that's
And friends at work are different. Like, when I get left my job, I don't talk to anyone from work anymore. I talk to two people, but
yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, it's not like real life. It's nothing like family, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, like, does it just bring back like feelings of being at work or something, or just
which one?
Like, not talking to the friends or only keeping a certain amount.
Well, honestly, I didn't really care about my coworkers.
Gotcha. I feel you.
I cared about them. I cared about them, but it's not like
to a certain level. It's not like you're gonna.
I think being able to, because with one of them, I would talk to my one friend Lorena. We had video chats almost every day.
Right.
Make fun of each other, and you know that's gone. You know, she still messages me, and I message her back too.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're really cool, but it's just not having that like and as like before. It's different, but it's totally fine. I'm an introvert, so it doesn't affect me,
me too.
Too much.
Right. But it's okay. It's okay when the communication is not there for us.
Yeah.
We can live without that. So that's what I find interesting is when you come across the people who can't and you're like, oh, wow, that's so weird. Like I could go without human contact for maybe 2 weeks and be totally fine, even longer. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. But yeah, exactly. I totally get that.
Yeah, man. Well, talk about that then. Like, so, I mean, I was just talking about how I don't even have that communication with my coworkers anymore, which is because I got laid off. But as in like 2 days ago, I believe.
Yes.
You got, I mean, something particular happened to you. I mean, bro, you don't have to copy me and everything, but dang. I'm just joking,
dude. I feel like we're both on the same page for almost everything.
Oh, snap, dude. So you got laid off recently.
Yes, I did. Yeah, on Thursday, this last Thursday. So today is Saturday, May 30th. I got laid off on the 28th of May.
2 days ago.
Yeah, damn. So pretty fresh. It's an open wound still, but we're all right. Like that was a whole thing. So pretty much, you know, just like anything, especially in these weird times, you know, it's COVID coming around and just kind of slapping you in the face a little bit. Uh-huh.
Budgeting, so it was because of COVID-19, not because you sucked or anything. Okay.
No. I didn't get that performance. it was just COVID, you know, budgeting and finances and things like that with my boss. We're not, but just to preface, like, we're a consulting company and we're all 1099s. And for people out of the state or who don't know what a 1099 is, we're just pretty much self-employed contractors. Mm-hmm. So we don't fall.
Which I personally prefer, to be honest.
Yeah, no. There's definitely a lot of perks to it, and I like it a lot. There's a lot more freedom, I feel like.
Yeah.
But with the taxes and everything, it just becomes a little bit stupid.
Yeah.
So it's a different circumstance. He pretty much just called me on the 28th and was like, hey, like, I don't know if I could afford you right now with everything that's going on. I can pay you out until June, but after June, I don't know if I could do it. And he pretty much just said, you know, call me back later. You have a weekend. Think about it. Tell me what you want to do, what your plans are. And I thought about it and I was like, look, it's going to end anyways. Like, the money might be nice, but I kind of see an opportunity to do more in terms of my personal brand and then possibly, you know, freelancing, starting a business, things like that. So I just called him back like maybe an hour later. I was like, hey, I think today should be the last day that I work. So Thursday was when we cut it. I saw him yesterday, picked up my check, and now here we are.
For sure, man.
Yeah.
I mean, that's definitely not a good feeling. I mean, even as a contractor, you, with the new updates to the law, I believe, you can still qualify for unemployment too.
Yeah. So you file for the EDD. I don't know if it's the same anywhere in other states, but in California, I filed for the unemployment. So we'll see next week what happens, but even then, I should be fine. It is what it is. It definitely stung a little bit, but I liked that we had an honest conversation about it. I don't want
What did you feel when it happened? What were your thoughts?
It was like gut wrenching a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, it's how anybody would feel if your boss came up to you and pretty much just said, "Hey, you can't be here anymore." He didn't say that, but it's kind of the feeling, you know what I mean? Like, you get that. Like, you lost something. And to me, I lost stability a little bit, which is still scary. And to anybody getting laid off, especially right now with everything going on, it's hard to get a job again. Exactly. So it's super scary. You know, you fear the worst and you think the worst. So that's kind of how I felt when it happened. But now I think with a lot of people who have supported me on Twitter, on Instagram, and then all my friends who've texted me, and all that, and just had this positive reinforcement, I have a better outlook on it. And I think it's going to be, it's going to pay off.
Yeah, no, I mean, definitely, man. I mean, like, for me, when it happened, I thought it was the end of the world.
Oh, for sure.
I've never been laid off.
Yeah.
My whole channel was based off me being a developer.
Wait, that's crazy. Yeah, like, that was my first time being laid off, too.
Yeah. Stop copying me. I'm just joking. Yeah, dude. But, like, it really did feel like the end of the world.
Yeah.
And it's also because, like, my parents recently got laid off, too. And I was supposed to be the one that was supposed to support them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I was like, what's going on? And I was panicking like crazy. And fortunately, I got a job in a couple of days. But,
must be nice. No, I'm just kidding.
It is nice. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
But even more than that, though, to be honest, man, like, being laid off was probably the best thing to ever happen to me.
Oh, for sure, for sure. I
best
mean,
best
like...
thing, because it changes your perspective on things. It changes how, like, it puts you into survival mode.
Yeah, we talked.
And for the last 3 years, I have not been in survival mode. I've been in be as comfortable as hell. Lie down on your couch, get fat, hence why I gained so much weight. Like, I wasn't survival mode, but now that I am, like, the way I see things, the way I work, my mindset, my mentality, and everything has completely changed.
Right.
And this is even after getting a new job, because now I just don't ever want that to happen to me again.
Right.
If someone wants to lay me off, I'd be like, oh, I don't need you.
Yeah.
I'll be totally fine without you.
Yeah. And I'm like, and I feel the same way. And we were talking about this yesterday or last night. It kicks you into the mental that you've never felt before, because I feel like for us and for anybody really who works right now and has a job and has had a job stably, you get comfortable. Like, you don't know what that feels like until it happens. And then when it happens, you then run. I feel like a lot of people unfortunately spiral down this hole of, I can't do it. I don't know if I'll get a job. I'm not going to look like my life's over, blah, blah, blah. Right. That's like the initial impact, but then people keep it. But then there's people like us or other people who are, you know, who want to do better and realize that, yes, a job doesn't necessarily mean stability. We jump into this mode where you need to create opportunities for yourself and try to cut out the middleman, essentially, right? Like, it's like you want stability and be your own boss, to where what you said. It's, I'm okay with being laid off now because I have my own side stuff that will support me. Like, I'm okay.
You have something that not a lot of people have. You have a following, which can help you grow your channel exponentially. Right.
And it goes back to Gary Vee, right? It's a source. It's a social media platform that can feed other pieces of content. And just spiral through. So that's what I'm feel so blessed about, is having this current following right now that I've built while working full time, and that job. I think it's just a perfect foundation for me in the future, for sure.
Exactly, man.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think that's awesome, man. And see, that's the good thing, right? That mindset that you change and really, and I saw what you post in your story 30 minutes, a couple minutes after we spoke on Instagram.
You had me feel some type of way. I was ready to go.
When I saw that story, I'm like, all right, this guy's serious.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, you know what's crazy is that people were telling me, why are you going back to work right away? Because I have enough savings to last me 6 months.
Right.
And people were like, Chris, why don't you just take a vacation? Or why don't you just rest and do nothing for the next 6 months? But that's not me. For me, it's like, number one, I'm happy. I need another job that makes good money because I have family to take care of.
Right.
But even more than that, because I have a job and I'm full-time remote, I have more content that I can make
for sure
for my channel. And for me, like, I feel like when people get laid off, I'm not saying this is everyone, but sometimes I personally know people who just get lazy and do nothing.
Yep.
But this is the time to, like, improve and work on yourself to get better and to create another opportunity, you know. Because I got laid off, I'm starting two businesses which have a very high chance of succeeding. But this would have never happened if my boss never laid me off.
Exactly. And I feel like on top of that, like, if you think about it, I'm pretty sure that, like, you know, if you look at it, Uber and Lyft were created in recessions. So regardless of being laid off, like I believe that's true. Like, don't quote me on it, but I'm pretty sure that they came out like that, you know, like, but businesses, big businesses now have most likely been built from financial crises. So not even just being laid off, but, you know, in the current time. And I've said this before in a post, in a story or something like that, where with everything going on with quarantine and shelter in place with Corona, all that, right? It's the perfect opportunity for people, especially developers, to sit down and literally just learn something and do something. Like, right now is the time to make that website, to make that career switch, to build whatever, you know, like build the personal brand. It's it's the perfect timing. So I think, like, that goes right back to your point is, you know, you being remote and things like that, like, you don't want to be stagnant. Like, you need to keep moving. And I agree. Like, I think we both just like to work.
Yeah, that's a big problem. Yeah. Even before I got laid off, I was doing 12-hour days. No one told me to. I just wanted to.
Exactly. But that's just the way that's the way we're wired. Like,
yeah.
I would want to, like, literally, I don't know what I would do if I don't have work. I would just create work. I don't know what I would do. Like, I'd go crazy if I didn't. So if not everyone's wired that way.
As hell.
Yeah. No, I know. And that's why I think we just push to find something to do, which is why you're okay with going back to work.
When I was late, when I didn't have a job for that 1 week or a couple days, every day I would go to my mom because, you know, I'm living with my parents now. I'm paying, like, I'm helping with the rent and everything.
Right.
And I would go to her every day like, Mom, I'm so bored. Mom, I'm going crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't care about quarantine before because I had something to do throughout the day.
Right. You're occupied.
It's just... Yeah, exactly, man. I can't not do something. I can't just watch TV all day. I can't just watch video games. Like, I have to do something productive. I have to do something I don't feel guilty about because, you know, I just have to.
Go ahead.
Sorry, what were you going to say?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. You go first.
I was just going to say, like, it's just the feeling of productivity, because I feel like when we don't have work, it goes back to the introvertness. We're in our minds a lot. And I think that we just think too much sometimes, and it's a crux a little bit, you know what I mean? So we just feel down about ourselves because we're not doing something productive. Like, yeah, playing video games is great and all, but once you're done, you're like, shit, like, I just wasted so much time. Like, I did nothing. Yeah. I leveled up twice and I didn't get like the drop that I wanted or something like that. You know what I mean? Like,
played World of Warcraft, huh?
Maybe.
Oh, crap. Maybe. Oh my gosh, no, for sure, man. Exactly.
Yeah,
no. I agree 110%, man. Mm-hmm. Like, I am very happy that I gave up video games, because that's literally what I was thinking about. Oh my gosh, I got laid off a day after. I'm like, I can just play Valorant every day for the next 6 months, become the best.
Yeah.
Or I can play World of Warcraft again because I missed that game. I have a max out PC.
Yeah,
but I'm glad I did not do that, because I would game from like 6 p.m. to 3 a.m.
Yeah,
every night, and then I would game all weekend. I'd force myself to make a YouTube video. But now that I gave up gaming, all my time goes to my business. My YouTube videos, I put an extra effort. The quality is a lot better now. And like, it's personally, I can't control myself. I had to be realistic with myself.
Right.
I had to give up gaming to become a developer, and now to become a better me, I have to give it up again. Mm-hmm. And so what I did is I took out my computer, and it's upstairs. It's not even installed anywhere.
I saw it,
dude. It's just in my room upstairs, and like, I don't touch it. I'm tempted. I'm like, I want to play Red Dead right now.
No. Don't do it.
No, but it's a pain because I did really good cable management with my new desk. So if I want to install my desktop down here again, no, it's gonna be hard.
Oh, really?
I did that on purpose. Oh, so I wanted to play video games.
Oh,
again.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I had to do that, man. And that's been the best thing ever. It has been the best thing ever that ever happened to me. That's why I'm very thankful to even have been laid off, because I'm seeing myself in a way I've never seen myself.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. I'm saying that for me personally, I don't ever want to get laid off again. I don't ever want to depend on people to give me money. I don't want, for me, like, I don't want a company to determine my value by how much they pay me.
Yeah.
You know, and do you feel
like your family is like the main driver though?
My what?
Your family.
Yep.
Yeah.
My family.
Like, I feel like people need to have that drive, right? Like, it's like when you get into those situations, like if you don't have anything to drive you, I feel like you'll never do it. So for you having like people who are reliant on you in a way, especially when it's blood related, that becomes such a major, major point.
It really is, man. Like, I'll tell you this. This is how, like, bro, I am addicted. I am too focused. I feel like I'm too competitive with myself.
But you should be.
But it's scary, man. You know, I'll tell you what I do. I go on Zillow.com. Type in my zip code. Uh-huh. I live in a nice area, but there's nice areas in the zip code. Mm-hmm. And I look at houses I want my family to live in before they die. Like,
damn, that's pretty deep, though.
Bro, no, like, listen.
Yo, that's actually kind of smart. Like, I'm going to download Zillow right now. I might do it. Like, I'll almost use my phone and, like...
Okay, you're in the Bay Area, though. That's a little out of reach, though.
But I feel like that's even bigger. Like, if I'm able to get to that point, like, and I can pay these out...
A nice house in the Bay Area, it will cost, like, $7 million, while a nice house in Nevada will cost just $700,000 a million ridiculous. Or so, right? So like,
but
you know, but that helps me, right? And
yeah,
like it helps because, for example, I'll look at a dream house. It only costs like a million or two, and that's not bad, to be honest. With what I believe I can accomplish for my company, and I look at houses because I could personally live in a closet-sized bedroom for the rest of my life, and I'll be fine.
Oh, if I'm right there.
As long as I have my computer.
Yes.
If I have it, I don't even need a bed. I could sleep on the floor. Like, I don't need anything.
Maybe not.
Right? I don't need... I'm as introverted as they get, bro. I don't need anything at all. I really don't. I lived in this closet-sized bedroom for 3 years while filming my vlogs. That's why I only filmed my vlog before in my car.
I was going to say.
My room was closet-sized.
Yeah.
Like, it's really small. For when I look at Zillow.com, I look at houses like, all right, I don't need this, but dang, this looks nice as heck, and my parents would love this. Mm-hmm. That's all I think about. And all right, how much does that cost? Only $900,000? And that's crazy, because when I look at these houses in the Bay Area, it's like $5 million. Yeah, that's only...
like, I don't even... Like, I'm like, how did that price in that way? What is this?
Exactly, man. This makes sense. But, like, looking at those houses, man, it motivates me so much and makes me put in that much work, because... they deserve it. You know what I mean? They brought me up and they taught me to be the person I am today, and I want to return that favor.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm not gonna say it's only Asian heritage, but I feel like that's like kind of a thing too.
It is an Asian thing, yeah. Though, I'm not gonna lie.
it's like family getting respect and giving that back. It's such a huge driver, and I feel the same way. Like, they brought us up. They came here. I don't know about your family, but like my family came here.
They did.
Like, you know, they immigrated here, so they fought for what they had. And I see that, and I see the work that needs to be put into, you know, live abundantly, at least in the Bay Area, right? Like, it's craziness, but...
Especially in the Bay Area. Oh, my gosh.
God. Which is a huge driver, which is, like, interesting that you see or you use, you know, houses on Zillow as another motivator, which is interesting because I've never...
I'm on it 3 hours a day.
Which is... We might need to cut back on. We might... Listen... Like, we might need to talk about that, Chris. I don't know. I don't know if that's healthy.
Bro, when 2 days ago, when I had sushi with my parents, I brought out my laptop. Like, Mom, look at this house. And I'm like, oh, yeah, we've seen that house. It's down the street. I want that.
Yeah. You know? They're like, Chris?
Bro, but that's just how crazy I am for all that. Because you're right. I mean, they didn't have that. You know, mm-hmm. They immigrated here. I didn't.
Right.
But we're in the tech industry. Mm-hmm. And we have... You know, channels that we have, you know, that can help us succeed even that much more easily, man.
Right, right.
Yeah, dude. It's so possible.
Oh, 100%. I mean, anyone can.
It's so possible.
Anybody can make that happen. But that's like such a huge thing. Like, I feel like people need drivers to get them out of the ruts that you and me both had, right? Like, obviously, I feel like, I mean, we both came out of it fairly quick. You got a job in 4 days, you said? Like, a couple days?
Yeah, 4 days.
I was laid off 2 days ago, but I'm already...
So, 2 days ago. Yeah. Good luck.
2 days to go. I don't know what's going to happen. If anyone's listening. I'm just kidding. If I get a job in the next 2 days, we need to get blood tested. Like, we need to get DNA tested. I don't know. Like, bro. It might be a possibility. Like, we might be, like, second cousins. Who knows?
Bro, it would be insane, man.
I mean, yeah, it's when people who get in those ruts, they need to find drivers like that. Like, for you, it's the Zillow thing, right? It's You yeah. wanting to buy a dream house. So people need goals, and it's not the end goal, but they need goals to reach. So to get them out.
And the thing for me is that it's not for me. So that's why I'm more motivated, because I don't care about myself that way. In that way, mm-hmm. it's for someone, people that I care
right,
about.
Right.
And actually, another thing that motivates me big time, when I announced I'm starting a business and I'm giving up gaming,
mm-hmm.
Actually a very good friend of mine, I found out, talked crap about me behind my back. And I found out because someone saw him talk about it on another Discord channel and screenshot and sent to me. And he was talking about, Chris has said so many times to give up gaming. And it's so cringe to hear Chris saying he's starting his own businesses.
Get out,
and it hurt me big time. But it, and you know, I'm no longer friends with that person. I don't like that person anymore. But at the same time, I'm thankful that happened, because that gives me the feel even that much more. I'm like, they have no idea. I didn't tell anyone mm-hmm. what kind of business I'm starting.
Right.
But they're going to succeed. I told you.
Mm-hmm.
But like, they don't know how well it's going to do. And man, when my companies blow up, or when they do well, dude, I'm going to announce that anywhere. I'm going to direct message that person. I'm going to text them, let them know, hey, thanks for that motivation.
Yeah, no, for sure. But like, that it's another driver too. And I think this happened to me 2 weeks ago, maybe. I don't remember.
Uh-huh.
But I thank God, but I don't really necessarily get a lot of negative comments on my posts. I don't know how it's happening. It's probably going to happen more now that I've said it. But I had one guy who was just like saying these clearly like illogical things to me. It doesn't matter to me. Like, that person is just a small speck in my radar. But it's to what you said. It's fuel. It's like, oh, you think that I can't make it because I'm posting on Instagram, or, you know, I'm not this, I'm not that, I can't do that. It's like, I feel like Kevin Hart said this on a Joe Rogan podcast or something, but it's like, if you tell me I can't do something, I'm going to go do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you doubt me, thank you.
It helps so right? much.
It's like, give me that doubt. That, I was on a story recently and I was like, please, if you have something negative to say, say it to me right now.
This person tagged you in the story?
No. I did. Okay. Yeah, I went on the story and like kind of did that. Like, but he was in my comments doing it. But I was like, yes. Okay. And he kept going. He kept starting the thread and I was just getting amped up. I was like, yes, keep going. This is great. And everyone was like bagging on him. I'm like, no, let him go. But he... unfortunately, at the end, he deleted his account. Rest in peace. But
he deleted his account.
I went to go check it. He deleted his account, so he's now gone.
Oh my god!
Hopefully, he's all right. But he deleted his account. But again, it's fuel. If you tell me I can't do something, I'm literally gonna give my all to make it happen. So you can see that, hey, this is possible, and you made it happen. But I'm not gonna tell you. Like, you kind of fueled me.
No, for
like,
sure.
Success is the best revenge. So,
It is.
Yeah.
It's the best, man. Like, I mean, when I started, when I told my friends I'm going to go to teamtreehouse.com to learn code, and I bet you guys I get a job in a few months, and I told them we should all do it together, I remember this was outside of my house in Buena Park, on the front of the garage,
mm-hmm.
next to my car. I remember in detail, vividly, and they're like, all right, man, good luck. But they did not believe that I can do it. And so because of that, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to prove all of them. And in 3 months, I announced it on Twitter. I put it in Quora.com and went viral on Quora. I got like 10 or 20 million views. And then that's why I started my YouTube channel, because it got viral on Quora.
Mm-hmm.
And then I told all my friends, and they're like, what?
Yeah.
And then I started my YouTube channel, and they were making fun of me, right? For the exact same reasons. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make this channel blow up. Boom. And I told them a year later, hey, my YouTube channel's been paying my rent and my car the last year.
Yeah, that's 12 months. Crazy.
And so, you know, I use that as motivation. Not that I hate them. It's just like, hey, it gives me that drive.
Even chip on your shoulder. Like,
exactly.
Yeah, like, that's the other thing I hopefully people like understand, is that they, you know, a lot of people take it the wrong way. When they get things like that, like when they get doubt from others, especially from people that they thought supported them or should support them, or even family,
it hurts.
You can't look at it, you know, in a negative way. You kind of, you know, what we said, it's flip that and turn it to be in your favor. And if you do, it's a huge driver, and motivation isn't going to be a problem for you, because in the back of your mind, you're always going to be thinking, hey, this person said this, I need to make this work. Like, no matter what, like, it has to work.
Yep. Exactly.
No matter what.
Well, this used to be me where when people did that, I just let it get to me. I would let it get under my skin. Mm-hmm. Especially negative comments. You get so much on YouTube. YouTube
is nasty. I don't even want to talk about Twitter.
Bro, when I had really bad acne, people would be like, dude, you need to eat healthy. I'm like, bro, I'm vegan.
Like, I'm trying. You know,
dude, it has nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
You know, people call you out on so many different things. It doesn't affect me anymore. Like, I just laugh. Actually, when people leave me negative comments, I leave a heart on it.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
And it just pisses them off. Yeah. And I love it. Or I actually respond kindly and I'll just say, hey, I'm sorry you feel that way. And then they'll say sorry too. Dude, it's there, but whatever, man. You can't let that stop you, dude.
No, for sure.
So okay. So my question for you now is, you've been laid off, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going through ups and downs. You're definitely going through something that's down right now.
Oh my god, hold on. My dog threw the door open and moved my camera.
I heard him. No
worries. Jesus.
Yeah, my camera is on my desk right now. My dog's knocked out. I took out my small dog because she likes to play with my big dog. Not when I'm doing a podcast. No way.
Well, my dog doesn't like when doors are closed.
Mine too.
Yeah. Mine too. I think we're good now.
Yeah.
My door will be open, so go ahead.
No worries. excuse me. What now?
What now? Plans. So we talked about this before, but yeah, I think after reflecting on being laid off and all these things, I'm really going to be putting a lot of focus on my personal brand. So, you know, it's Instagram. Instagram's going to get – you are going to get bombarded with content from me. It's going to be crazy there, but then also a lot of YouTube. I think I'm going to step up my YouTube game, and we've talked about this too.
Once a week minimum.
The content there's going to be crazy, and it's going to be the same thing on Instagram, you know, and we talked about it. It's just going to be documentation. Because this is essentially a new journey for me. Moving in from being a IT support to trying to career switch to now being a laid off IT support specialist and making a career switch. So it's going to be in a different light, but it's going to be a lot of that. And then, you know, possible freelancing on the side, but I think a lot of it is going to be a focus on my personal brand for sure.
Exactly, man. And the thing with building a personal brand, you can do that while doing everything else.
Oh, 100%. 100%. And I think that's the beauty in it is that essentially it's multiple businesses. You have your personal brand and then you start whatever on the side. Sorry, there's like a lawnmower. I don't know if you can hear it.
But no, it's okay.
Yeah.
No worries.
But yeah, it's starting the personal brand and then building things on top of that. So
yeah,
that's kind of the future, and you know, we'll see what happens, but I'm gonna be busy. I'm gonna be real busy.
That's really encouraging to hear too. I mean, a lot of people will stay down after get laid off, but you're just getting on your feet and you're starting to run. And I can see you doing good things, man. TikTok, I'll tell you this, is more important than YouTube.
Wow. Okay.
More important than Twitter.
Uh-huh.
No, for real. More important than Instagram. Because if you want to, hence, you have 29K followers because of TikTok. no, but let's say a TikTok video goes viral. Let's say it gets 100,000 views, 50,000 views, whatever.
Yeah, right? That's a lot of people.
All those people, they will follow
that's
you
a huge funnel.
And Instagram.
It's a huge funnel.
It's better than anything because
Wow, you've just changed my whole business model.
Good. It's competition.
Yeah.
You better watch out, bro. Dude, I'm coming for you, man.
Let's get it.
Bro, yet remember, I'm good at editing videos.
I know, which is just scary. Like, I'm like, damn it. Like, I gotta...
Okay, watch out.
No, you're gonna see me more active on TikTok now. You better watch it.
Oh,
it's
really?
It's gonna be a battle right now. We got a YouTube battle?
You're gonna see daily TikToks for me.
Daily?
Yes. Guaranteed.
All right, if we
let me take that back.
At least
5 days a week. At least not 7 days.
Five days. Yeah, a week. Okay.
Okay, that's a little bit more feasible.
Listen,
I have a business to run too.
Even then, 5 days a week, I might have to sign a waiver. I don't know. Like,
you don't believe me?
No, I'm not saying I don't believe you. I'm just saying it might be unhealthy. I don't know.
No, it's not unhealthy.
No, I know. I'm just kidding.
maybe we'll see. Yeah, but let's do it.
Yeah,
man. Well, dude, thanks for joining this podcast. Mm-hmm. Man,
of course, thank you for having me. Honestly,
we definitely gotta get you on here again. Mm-hmm. When you get a job in 2 days. you know,
so whoever's listening, you know I'm open. Just hit me up, Instagram, yeah. Twitter. I'll open. You need a
bro. You got to do that tweet, man. You got to make that tweet emotional and like you know.
Honestly,
you know, I knew my tweet would go viral. By the way,
you could the way you worded it. It's no.
I knew it was going to. I knew it 100%.
And they don't my tweets that go off. Like they don't go off to the scale that you do. Like I had 150 likes. Like that to me is like blowing up. But like the way I worded them. I can see now that like the way you word them is very, very key into blowing up. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but there's like key words that make people see it.
Yeah. I didn't do it on purpose, but because I was literally putting my heart into that tweet because I really wanted to
help
again. But I also knew what words to use to help it go far. Because if you want to get the job, you have to get your name out.
Put yourself out there, yeah.
You have to. And so like I knew exactly. Parents are depending on me, laid off. I don't know what I'll do.
Yeah.
This is scary. Mm-hmm. Boom. Please retweet.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, so.
No, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, dude. But for sure, man. When you get that job in a couple of days, I'll hit you up again. but yeah, dude, let everyone know. Where can everyone get to know about you? What's your social media?
So Instagram, obviously, it's going to be chow_codes. That's CHAU_codes. Twitter is going to be the same. chow_codes.
And TikTok.
TikTok, chow_codes. You know, hit me up. YouTube, if you just look up Justin Chow or if you go up on my other social medias, they link it there as well. So those are going to be my channels that you could reach me at.
For sure, man. Dude, it was good having you on here, man.
Dude, yeah, again, thank you for having me. Like, this is going to be awesome. I cannot wait to listen not only to this one, because this is going to be great, but to all the other guests that come up. Like, I think what you're doing right now is going to be fantastic for not just, you know, yourself, but I think for everyone that's aspiring to be developers or anyone really in the tech community, it's going to be a good one.
Exactly, man.
Yeah.
I look forward to it, dude. Yeah. All right, man. Have a good one, dude.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.